What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast, actually being recorded on a Tuesday. The date's 27th of November.
Deadly.
See, when you're a comedian, when a date's mentioned, do you always go...
Don't have a gig. I forgot
something.
Aye. Do you know what I mean? All the time. In fact, I've had that happen to me a year later, where someone's gone, like, you know, 11th of December. I'm like, well, I've got a fucking gig that night. And then I check and I don't, and it was last year.
And it was the year before.
Yeah.
Dementia!
Living in the real world.
Today's guest is, of course, the one and only Michael of Bartlett.
Lover, fighter.
Lover,
entrepreneur. Vagabond.
Vagabond.
Raconteur.
You can't say vag anymore, I don't know, can you? Can't call anyone a vagabond anymore. It's
they're transbonder.
Transbonder! I'll do some bullshit here. We have a gig coming up. It's in Coleraine. It's on the 12th.
12th of December.
12th of December. Now, here's a weird thing that happened. I'm going to check this live. I'm going to check it as we speak because I fucking... No, that's the wrong one. I looked at it one day and I was like, oh my God, there's only like a couple of these left. A couple of tickets left. And then I clicked again and it was like they added seats. And I went, oh, that doesn't look like it's as packed as it once was. We'll find out. So, which one of those are taken and which ones aren't?
Well, fuck yeah.
Because do you remember, I think the yellow ones are what? Would the yellow ones be...
For sale still? Is that a wee key? Yeah,
the yellow ones are still available. So the thing is, at one stage, these two rows were completely gone. Aye. So I feel like they've added seats.
They might well have done. A lot of places do that. We'll keep the back couple of rows...
When it looks like it's alright,
and then when it looks like it's going to sell well, it's like
they release it. Because I was at one point, I was like, "There's about fucking 20 tickets left for this thing." Anyway, me and Mickey are going to be in Coleraine at the Riverside Theatre. Riverside, motherfucker, double heading it, putting our two heads in there, squirt, squirt.
And then perhaps we're doing a Q&A after. Do we say we're doing that? See how it goes. See how it
we
goes.
Could if anyone could be fucked with that. We'll watch. Here's what we'll do. We'll watch David Hill and. What's his name's thing? Bumping mics.
Aye.
And then we'll come back on and copy.
We'll exactly decide, good
copy exactly what they do. But yeah, that's on the 12th of December. So if you're in the North Coast area,
you want to come down, hear some dirty words?
Come on down. I'm going to put the seat down. Oh, it's down fully. Just come on down and just enjoy the evening. You know, it'd be a good Christmas present for somebody.
Definitely.
You'd have to give them early.
And if you want to give an early Christmas present and just to see me on my own in Derry, for example, in the Nerve Centre on the 8th of December, tickets are a tenner. I mean, I'm doing you a favour.
Shouting, sir. Go see Mickey in the Nerve Centre. You may well be familiar with seeing him in the old Masons. Brickwork type thing. The Playhouse. But I'll tell you this. You need to go see gigs in the Nerve Centre.
Oh, that's class.
That's where I did my show and it was fucking brilliant.
Well, even when we did the one with the squad.
Yeah.
That was fucking lethal.
Yeah, it was crazy. And yeah, it was weird to go up myself. And do it myself. And there was more people went to that than went to the squad thing when we did it, which was weird. But I feel like we rushed that last one out. I don't know.
You didn't sell that one out, no?
No. But I remember your lady friend at the time walked in and went, Jesus Christ, that place is absolutely round. And then afterwards I was like, I don't think it was. I'm being honest with you. I don't think it was round. But
I would have been drinking an awful lot that time.
We've been drinking. So yeah, that's coming up, the 12th. And then also if you want to get yourself a birthday present for Christmas... I'm also doing, which a gig I forgot about, Armagh Marketplace Theatre on...
Oh, lovely.
Now, have I forgot it? Yes, the 8th of February, which I actually contacted him and I was like, excuse me, how come every cunt in Northern Ireland is on their website for sale and I'm not? I think they're weird about it. I think they were weird that it was called Transblender.
I don't think so. I think that they tend to be... you'll sell out by word of mouth and that anyway, so they probably just don't need it up there.
Well, why is Delamere up there? And why is a bunch of other concepts?
Delamere doesn't sell as fast as you do.
Suck my dick, Neil. That's the name of the show next year.
Who do you blame for?
Well, I tell you, for Delamere, get back to Laveries. You're welcome.
Yeah, actually, right enough. You were very funny.
You're welcome anytime. So that's about it. Do me a favor if you're on fucking the podcast app, rate and review the podcast because that apparently that's the real currency is the rate and reviews. Because, you know, I talked about it last week, was in the paper alongside the Blind Boy podcast and all that shit and everything. But, you know, let's face it, there should be 10 times more people listening to this podcast than, not because of its quality, just because of the amount of time I've done it for.
Yeah.
And the lack, it's just Northern Ireland. You know what I mean? It'll be 2019.
It's a small place.
Or not, that's quite close. It'll be like 2030 and people will be like, podcast, the next big thing. Forget radio. It's dead in the water.
Treading in the footsteps of Hugo Duncan.
Here's Callum Geddes talking about fucking
shit. Now, there's no music on it now, but the only thing about the podcast is either you wouldn't be getting any girth on it.
Feel free to pause it and play a song on your tape deck and then go back to the chatting.
If you know any songs, just hum in the middle of it and get the feeling of singing, of listening to songs.
Hum along, even you can hum over the top of it.
Do you mind music? Well, just remember it.
Do you remember when songs used to have more than one line in them, you know?
And I'll say this, it's not for the easily offended. That cunt swears like a sailor.
Classics such as walk it, leg it, talk it. Walk it, leg it, talk it. You know? Classics. Also, one other thing.
They all want my neck, my back, my pussy, my crack. Remember
Patricia, what was her name? Trina, Katrina. Neck, back, pussy, crack. Yeah, if you're putting the right accent on, that doesn't even rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
My neck. My
my pussy and my slice. My pussy and my fauna.
My neck. My back. My that's disgusting. My my pussy. No one from here should say that ever.
Definitely not.
My pussy. My blurt and my hole. Ruined the song forever. If you want to support this.
I'm a pussy eater. Well, I don't like onions.
Scared of onions. Scared of choking on bacon. That was my sister's husband. Was like, I was like, oh, what do I have for breakfast? We were staying in Donegal, and I was like, oh, I ain't going to make bacon, and he's making a fry. I'll not have bacon. Now, there's 8 people here, so I'm like, fine. I'm sure someone else will eat it. I'll not have bacon unless you're cutting it into wee bits. But, and I'm like, hold on a second, you're a grown adult. You know, he's like, I choked on a bit of bacon one time, and it wasn't a good thing. And you're like, when I was 4. And you're like, yeah, you haven't learned a tune.
You haven't learned to cut bacon?
Yeah. I'll be honest, if I choked every time on bacon, I'd still be like, oh my God.
I'll be all right.
Amazing.
Leave it.
Amazing. You're supposed to, yeah, cook it till it's crispy, you fucking idiots, you know? Unless you're cutting it into wee bits. Hey, you cut it. Do you know what I mean? Here comes the big plane. Watch, don't choke on the mirror. Choke on the plane, you fucking. I was like,
Mr. Bartlett, unfortunately, we have to remove the bacon. Will you fuck?
Quick, hand me that knife. He's choking on bacon.
Leave it, brother. Hand me a pen and paper. I'll make a will.
That'll kill me.
To my overdraft, I bequeath. No.
Bequeath?
Bequeath.
Let me do one more thing and then we'll come back to queefing.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
Queef is the fella I went to school with.
Patreon.com if you want to support this podcast. This week, if you keep an eye on the keep an eye on Patreon if you're a member of Patreon. There will be our live podcast going up exclusively on Patreon.
Oh, that's so pure filth.
Yeah, so you can listen to that just on Patreon, and then I'll see what the video's like and possibly put the video up unlisted, and you can watch it just on Patreon. So that's some exclusive content, guys. And then after a few weeks or months, I'll put it on the regular iTunes.
Aye.
Signed cunt.
Decent of you. Decent spud.
It's free content, you know. Let me just see. I'm going to play the intro tune and we'll be back in just a couple of seconds, guys. Thanks for listening. That's not the intro, I'm joking.
I thought you had a new one. I was like, oh, you didn't tell me about that.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Flying around. Right about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Geddes. It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Jettis.
Fuck you. There you have it. Jesus yes. Christ. I feel like it's too long when we're just sitting waiting for it. Still haven't ordered that. There's like a piece of equipment that goes between the jack into the computer and it stops that like noise. But I still haven't bought it and it's like £4. But I should buy it.
I'll get around it.
I'll get around it one of these days. I'm jet setting. Flying all
over the world.
All over the floor. All over the world, you know.
I hear you.
Talking of queefs. Well, wait, that for timing. I was in Manchester there. Shout out to everyone who came out to Manchester. I've written it down here. This is my week. Back on Monday from LA. Dublin on Tuesday night. Shout out to everyone who came to Dublin. Lavery's on Wednesday night. Shout out to Mickey. Shout out to everyone who came to Lavery's. It was vintage Lavery's, wasn't it? It was wild funny. It was wild drunk. There was cocks involved. It was fucking class. It was though.
It really was good fun.
That felt like just vintage. That was like old school.
Yeah. I have to say, like, if you get a chance to see Mark McCartney.
I talked about this last week. I went, it was unfair that those two were on at the same time. Because had Mark not been on, you'd have went, fucking James McKegney fucking killed that. Do you know what I mean? He hasn't been, none of them have been doing stand-up that long. You would have been like, he was fucking class. And then his mate was on, and he fucking... It's like one of them killed, and the other one murdered. That's what it felt like.
It was ridiculous.
But yeah, you're good. And do you know what the thing is? You know, a lot of them boys are probably doing a pile of shit gigs, but there's no one there, and it's not really appreciated. And then you need to go to like a Lavery's or something with an actual crowd who are up for it. And then you can like... actually have the fucking environment to kill.
Yeah.
Because the saddest thing ever is like, you know, like I've seen you fucking go up at, you know, like the pavilion to try material and nobody laughs at anything in there.
Yeah, they do when I'm on.
Like, but like, you know those nights where there's like fucking 12 people in?
There's
and then you do it the next night in a fucking Empire Lavery's or something and smash the dick off it and you're like, it's crazy.
So there's always that rule of thumb where like, anytime the new material one, I always think if you get like a ha 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 ha, or even a fucking long smile, that's a round of applause in a club.
A long smile.
You know what I mean? If you get like a, hi, hi, hi.
Yeah.
That's like, because a lot of times you're going up, they've seen fucking maybe six people that are just mental.
Oh yeah, it's like sitting at the side of a fucking psychiatric ward.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stretch my fucking, oh, that's class.
Just getting in there. Just two boys touching each other. So I did Manchester, flew over, like 5 o'clock flight. 4 o'clock flight, get in at 5, got to the travel lodge because we're balling out of control around here. In fact, do you know what the thing is? I will book hotels just based on location.
And this one,
you've probably stayed in it. Have you done Frog and Bucket and just stayed in that travel lodge? It's like literally pissing distance from it. You walk out the door, walk left for like 10 meters and you're at the
I know the one you mean.
So I stayed there because all we're doing was throwing our fucking bag in it. Like, and which throwing our actual bags, not like that's not a wanking joke, but threw our stuff in. Went to the gig and walked through the door, and I was like, "There's a few people queuing up already," and I was like, "So what's the crack, people? How the fuck did I get in here?" And then someone let me in. I was like, "I'm on tonight. Come on through." And I was like, "I forgot to check." I was like, "How many tickets were sold for tonight?" And the girl's like, "I think it was like 150," and I was like, "Fucking right! I thought it was gonna be about 20."
Aye.
So anyway, that felt nice. But did the gig, went well, whatever. Talked to a few people afterwards, went back to the hotel, ran into, I don't know if you remember James McSorley. Used to always go to Lavery's.
Aye.
Him and the wheelchair crew.
Fucking aye.
And then he moved to England right as they got a wheelchair lift. Ha ha! Joke's on me, you really had to carry them up the fucking steps most of the time. And these are athletes, you know?
I know.
They're not light, tell you that for free. But, fuck, and the bouncers were always like, nah, it's health and safety, you know?
Aye.
And you're like, you lazy fucking cunts. Anyhow, we just went to the travel lodge. We didn't know what to do. We were just like, we stayed there kind of late. You know, what the fuck, are we going to go out partying at 12 at night? Walk back to the hotel. Your man James was there. He's like, do you want a drink? So we just sat and had a few drinks. This woman came over and she was about 60. She was easily 60, like, and she goes, are you Colin Geddes? And I went, yeah. And she was, I'd like to have a word with you. And I went, ah, for fuck's sake. I was like, this doesn't sound good. And she goes, no, it's whatever. And she sat down and she goes, in your set, you were talking about being in Thailand. And I went, yeah. And she goes, and you're talking about, what? How did you describe it? And I said, oh yeah, she took like a big breath into her fanny. This is at a ping pong show. And then she kind of like, you know, basically used that expulsion of air for whatever.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. And I was like, I was joking around and I said she had phagasma because she couldn't get as good a fucking breath in there. And she goes, okay, I'll tell you what it's actually called. And she's like, it's a vaginal fart or queef. And I went, here, you're preaching to the choir here. I thought I was about to get a bollocking from somehow though, just by herself. She's like, it's a queef. And it does happen to ladies, you're a certain age, you sit at your desk at work for a while and you know, shift your weight weirdly and it's not as aggressive as you explained, it's more of a little flutter. And I'm like, And then I got talking to her. I was like, what's your name? And I bucked her. But I was like, here. I was like, what's your name? She's like, my name's Claire. And I was like, this is tremendous. I wish I'd have filmed this whole interview.
Can we have a podcast now?
Just this out. Like, no, it's actually, let me stop you right there. If you're going to talk. And then I just talked this. So I was like, how the fuck were you at my gig? And she goes, yeah, there was me and a couple of girls. You know, I know. And I'd contacted the club to book tickets. And they said, oh, it's not the regular club night. It's a solo show basically, and she might not be as like tame as the regular shows. And she goes, oh, you know, we're ladies of the world. I'm sure we've seen worse and all. And then sure enough, she's giving me a fucking TED talk on queefs after it. Like, fucking brilliant.
That's fucking class. I never get that
respect, Claire. You know what I'm saying? And then she was like, oh, the other bit you did about the lesbians, my daughter would have loved that. She's gay. And she was like, I'm glad you did that bit about Bill Cosby. I'm glad you really just laid into him there because he deserves it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, thanks. He's in jail, gone down there. But, you know, not waiting around for Lord Justice Geddes over
there's
here.
There's definitely tons of things you go over there and English comedians don't. I don't know if they're too preoccupied with trying to get on TV or something, but they're just not as fucking
aggressive.
Yeah.
You see that's because that's a vague possibility for them. Over here, it's like, well, we're going nowhere, so let's
get stuck in.
Heat it on. I got in a bit of shit last week.
Are you going to talk about that?
We'll skim it. We'll not get right into the dirty deets. I put up a video that was originally in the Transblender show at the Limelight, and it was a. Now, what I did was I uploaded it and then realized very quickly, out of context, it's probably very disgusting. Now, what this is the funniest paedophile video you'll ever see in your fucking life. But I put it up and a few people were like, yeah, this is a bit insensitive to people, victims of abuse. And I was like, right, okay. Even though during the show it was amongst bits of anti-pedo material, really, essentially.
Well, I think most people know you're not pro-pedo.
Yeah. And I don't think people who are pro-pedo, this is like a fucking, the biggest riddle of all time. Pro-pedo are making sketches. You know what I mean? Aye. And then also, it was off the back of a bit of material about someone who was a friend of my mum's when I was younger, who actually turned out to be a paedophile. So, banter. Anyway, I was just jet lagged that week. I was like, oh, that video's there. I'll fire that up, thinking nothing of it. And then obviously it was received pretty badly. Took it down myself.
Yeah.
I went, that's probably out of context. It's a bit much. Very aggressive. And I took it down. No more to be said about it. And then just got a tsunami of shit from some fucking pedo hunter type page.
I was thinking about that. I don't know if that's a genuine thing. Because that, having like Googled the guy in question, as he told you to do on his fucking thing, you're like, apparently his book, a condition of his bail was that he wasn't supposed to be on social media. I reckon that somebody wound you up. I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's just, I mean, moving away from that, because I don't even want to get into that too much, but like, it's more like the social justice warrior vibe of it, where it's like, you know, like people fucking, oh, you support thing, you're a Nazi. You know, people going like, not the 60. Like, clearly I'm going, here's a video that's taking the piss out of those little hands that were for sale. Why are they for sale? And the joke was, the pedos can buy them. Yeah. They keep them away from kids. It's like a fucking joke. No, it's the most fucking like,
I mean, no doubt
it's about the crudest joke I could have possibly fucking dreamt up, but no doubt funny, you know, let's face it. Anyway, I think they're just getting a bit, people were getting a bit fucking caught up in the thing and being like, you're a pedo and all. You're like, obviously not. Is it a quiet day at the fucking pedo hunters? Like, you're, this is, this is misfired fucking anger completely. Meanwhile, I could show you footage of 1,000 people laughing at it.
Right.
In a crowd, you know what I mean? But yeah, just fucking, it's crazy. Just that people love that shit. And it annoys me, that lawlessness now. It's like, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to fuck your life up. Because, and you're like, for what?
Aye. What the fuck?
You've completely got the wrong end of the stick.
Maybe go after actual fucking pedophiles.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I bet you
I have more fucking negative comments on my Facebook than an actual pedo.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's the fucking easiest thing in the world. Like, comedians are like the scapegoat for anybody looking to blame anybody for anything.
Yeah.
You're like, the least fucked up thing you can do about something is joke about it.
Yeah.
You know, totally. People are like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Or, you know, you're doing a joke, you sexist fucking, you know, homophobic, blah-dy, blah. And you're like, just because the joke involves race, sexuality, whatever, doesn't mean it's racist. You're literally hearing the word and going fucking bananas.
And the thing about
and it also, seeing this day and age, like, offended. There are things that are cut and dry, like, offensive. But it has to be, like, to your face and personal for it to be offensive. Offensive is, like, another word for stupid nowadays, if you ask me. It's aye. Like, oh, you're not fucking intelligent enough to think beyond that.
Yeah, you hear the word and that's it. It's that old fucking saying, like, offense is taken, never given.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I tell you, I was in London the other week and I was doing the start of the show.
Much like cock.
But the start of the gig, I was just doing, like, things I had seen on the way to this gig. Like if you're in a fucking different town, you just mention wee bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I had this thing about, I was buying an Oyster card.
I was buying an oyster because
I love an aphrodisiac, mate. And there was a trans girl who I was like, I don't know if she was trans and Hispanic or went full blown. Do you know what? If I'm cutting me cock off, I want to be from Cuba.
I'm J-Lo.
Right. So she was in, I swear to God, like in was perpetual. In yeah, like in perpetual motion the whole way. Fucking. So I'm like, can I buy an Oyster card here? And she's like, yeah. Do you know he's £5.40 eat? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. That's grand. She's like, okay, papi. And she's like putting all this stuff in. And I'd said, I was like, I knew she was trans because she's like, great hair, great makeup, but you can tell by the hands and the thing in the throat, right? Yeah. But the whole thing was I went, at the very end of it, I went, I don't know how anybody could ever hate that because it was the best thing I'd seen all day.
Yeah.
Was this just fucking...
Yeah, just
fully someone who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and a girl after the show was like, I just want to say just one bit. And this is right at the start of the fucking show, right? But one thing I will say is that bit at the start... I found that, she said, if I was a young man transitioning to be a woman, I would find that very offensive. And I went, are you a young man transitioning to be a woman? And she went, no. And I went, well, why'd you bring it up?
Yeah.
Because you're getting offended on behalf of somebody that wasn't there.
That's always right. The fucking way.
And the rest of the show, pissing herself laughing. Like,
I've had people, and here's the thing.
Here's the thing,
it's insulting because you go, I know exactly the line to walk.
Yeah.
I know when I bring it up, that I know where I'm going with it. I actually don't want to fucking make everyone pissed off at me.
Yeah.
I want to make them laugh. But the best laughs are found on like little minefields of fucking danger. Plus,
I think I'm firmly a believer in like, if with like any issue, people go, you're trivializing that issue. You go, for trans jokes or whatever, people say you can't make any of those. You're trivializing it. You go, no, I'm not. I'm fucking normalizing it. It should be at the point where someone's trans, you should be able to talk about it. And fucking the crack about it.
Yeah, it's almost like positive discrimination, being like, you're not allowed to joke about this at all. Why? Why not? If you want it to be normal, joking about things is normal.
And that's been, like, there's been psychological studies done on that. I remember reading
in when you're talking about, you know, your fucking dick being weird and you having tits, even though you're a dude. No one's like, you shouldn't talk like that because there are people who have tits because of, you know, they have a problem with controlling their eating. And you're going, yeah, me.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm fucking talking about it now. Did you laugh at that?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch. I bet you did. And then as soon as I brought up trans, you got offended on someone else's behalf. Which means, guess what? It probably makes you fucking sick.
Yeah, there's a chance.
The dudes are chopping their dick off and getting tits.
There's so much of it. And I see, like, the way I do stand-up as well, everything I do is a story. So I'm just telling stories. So if someone gets annoyed, I'm like, I've got angry about me telling you something, not even talking about something.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, like, you know, why aren't you allowed to be fucking annoyed at something or having a pet? I'm so, like, free speech that I'm almost at the point where you're like, if you feel like you're a fucking racist, as long as you're not doing any harm, crack on.
That's it, yeah. That's how far
I think, as long as you're not being a, you know, if you have a legit argument for, like, fuck, what was I listening to the other day? Theo Vaughn had his mate on. He had Donnell Rawlings on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the quote at the end of Chappelle's show? I'm rich, bitch!
Yeah.
That's him.
All right, okay.
So he was saying, like, he goes, Theo Vaughn was like, oh, I felt like I was fucking racist when I was a kid. And he goes, yeah, I was just ill-informed. And, you know, I got jumped a couple of times. And he goes, what race were they? And he goes, black. And he goes, I would be fucking racist towards black people if they beat my ass. Yeah. He's like, of course, that's a reason to be, like, wary of fucking black people.
Yeah.
So there are things where you're like, you could have these opinions. But I'm almost like, yeah, just, you can do that. You could, in fact... Whenever I was talking about Caitlyn Jenner one time, I was like, if I was a woman, especially around that Woman of the Year shit, you would be pissed off at this fucking person who was a dude, decided to be a woman all of a sudden, and takes all the fucking, cherry picks all the good bits about being a woman. Even fucking Jermaine, what's her, what do you call that girl? Jermaine fucking Greer. Is that her name?
Oh, Jermaine Greer.
Like, well-known feminist writer or whatever, was like, yeah, you don't know what it's really like to be a female till you've grown up with a big smelly fanny or something. And I, she was joking, like, but that's like the fucking thoughts that I would have is like, you know, everyone can't just be like patting you on the back and like, well done, you get all the fucking good shit about being a girl when you're like an actual girl who's been through all that shit. And, you know.
Well, it's like the thing I had about it was everyone was like, Caitlyn Jenner's like the bravest transgender person of all time because she did it in public.
As a millionaire, like, with all the support.
As a fucking millionaire, I'm like, no, being fucking working in TKMX and being trans, that's brave. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
you're sitting in the chippy, you're on your third shave of the day.
Like, you're sitting there going like, oh no, I can't go out tonight, I'm saving up. Why? I'm getting my dick cut off in a few weeks. Do you know what I mean?
And you're like, not, you're getting that fucking, you know, it's like getting your ears pierced. Are you getting it done at a high-end piercing place? Are you getting it done at Clare's Accessories? That's what you're getting over here. You just,
Clive's Accessories.
you're getting someone going like, aye, sure, we'll give it a rattle here. No, don't. It's barely hanging on. I don't know how. I mean, it's always annoying arguing from the side of a comedian because you're like, a lot of things are like cool with comedians. Do you know what I mean?
Like, comedians are like
I don't. You literally wouldn't give a fuck about anyone's. If anyone was sound, that's literally all that matters. If you're sound and funny, anything goes in comedy. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's like that Joe Rogan thing. It's like the freak party. It's like we're all fucking kind of weird. So no one's like, oh, no. The only thing I'll get you excluded in the comedy world is if you're a cunt.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what form you come in. Like.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's just, I don't know, there's just fucking things where it's like.
And blacks, no one likes that. I wish there was more. In fact, there's a lot of comedians just think they're black comedians. I'm probably one of them.
Oh, word. I don't know. It's
N-word.
It's an interesting fucking thing where, like, there's certain things, like, I don't know what I'm fucking trying to say. When you hear people saying things like that's fucking hate speech or that's, because people will very quickly just fucking throw whatever thing they've read about onto something you've said.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's tons of things now. Like, you hear, like, gaslighting, and now that's, like, that's gaslighting. You're going, no, it fucking isn't.
Explain to me what that is again.
I can't remember. It's like, if you manipulate somebody.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like manipulating someone to get your own way. But I think it's, yeah, Google it just to double check.
Sometimes that just is called being, manipulate someone by psychological means. Into doubting their own sanity. Oh, right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so that someone... I mean, yeah, you would hit someone with a bunch of fucking, like, psycho jargon to oh my God, why am I doing this?
It was the thing I was talking about when the friend of mine, when Sean Walsh got fucking caught cheating on his missus, right?
Yeah, he's like...
Well, she...
Blaming her for it somehow?
No, she came out, so as soon as it fucking hit the papers, she was, like, on, like... Every fucking, she was doing interviews, whatever, and was like, yeah, now that I think about it, he was gaslighting me because quite a lot of times I would accuse him of cheating and he would tell me I was crazy.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, that's not really gaslighting you. That's a bloke that's been cheating on you and trying to get away with it. Like, it's not, like,
I know there
cuntish behavior, but he's just panicking.
I know there's a lot of things now that, like, you know, would be classed as like fucking hashtag me too type shit that 20 years ago would have just been like game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like someone's like, oh, that ugly dude basically managed to pull, not like fucking rapey vibes, but like, oh yeah, he fucking, whatever, wind and dined her and kind of.
He charmed me into
like, sweet talked her and then she banged him and then she's like, Jesus, I can't believe I banged that guy. And you're like, yeah, that's like game, as they would have called it a while ago.
It's always one of those things where you kind of go, like, fucking 10 years from now, we could be like, fuck, we, like, because I think we grew up as. And a sort of gentlemanly kind of fucking.
Yeah, I think so. I mean? I mean, you're an absolute slut of a man. Oh, but you're not a.
I'm not a predator.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I'm just very attractive in a weird kind of way.
Yeah, like if anyone's should be gaslighting people, it's you.
And you would think that.
Yeah,
I've been gaslit.
Wouldn't it be mental if you bucked me? Too late.
I'm inside you like a poltergeist.
At least we're, I think both of us are probably very generous lovers anyway.
Or just fat units.
You don't have to tell anybody about it, but you'll enjoy it.
Listen, I'll eat whatever you put in front of me.
Both at this restaurant and in your bedroom.
Can we take a dog back home, starving?
I don't know why you said that, like you were, you know, like running for some sort of office. I will eat anything put in front of me for you people.
Yeah. You get it. You get it.
Look under your seats. It's me.
Meeting you.
Oh, fuck.
But I know there's definitely, like, there's certain things where, because I'm obviously, you look at some of this stuff and go, right, fuck, I need it. Like, do we need to change our behavior, like the age we are, right? And there's things I go, right, yeah, that's, like, there's a lot of stuff I think that sometimes men do because women have told them it's okay.
What do you mean?
Like,
dirty sex, mate?
No, 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 not like, just even just fucking day to day interactions where. That's why I don't know. Maybe some, I feel like that sometimes I go, well, hang on a second. I know how to behave with women or in front of women or around women because women have told me. So what? Like, I'm trying to, I don't know. What I'm thinking is, right, is in 10 years from now, am I going to look back at me when I was fucking 26 and go, Jesus, I was an arsehole because it's all changed? Or.
Nah, I don't think,
you know,
so. I don't really think.
I don't think I will. I've never done anything particularly arsehole-y, but I just. You know, like with, I just think, you know, sometimes you think like 30 years ago, homosexuality was illegal and they thought it was medically curable.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh no, like, is that going to happen to stuff we think?
I don't think so. Do you know what I mean? I don't think so because it's all out there. And then once you're actually like in a relationship that both people want to be in a relationship, you know, a lot of the time the standard like roles that have been gone on forever, neither of the people mind that in that situation. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, if you're like, that's toxic masculinity. Maureen would love me to fucking toxic masculine everything. Do you know what I mean?
I'd
make all the money, sort all that shit, fix that, fucking do all the shit, lift the weights, and I'll sit here getting my nails painted and eating cake. She fucking love that shit. Do you know what I mean? She's absolutely like, yes, you carry all the bags. Yes, you fucking order for me.
This door isn't going to open itself.
You do all that shit. She loves that shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
See, so it's like, yeah, that's something that bugs me.
There'd be no point in me going, oh, so we're married now. Just to make you feel more fucking powerful as a woman, I'm going to let you pay for half of this dinner. And then she'd be like, and then people get into that argument of, oh, you're letting me pay for half of it.
Yeah, see, I've just realized what I said there makes it sound like I'm thinking something way, way darker than holding a door open for somebody else. I was in there going, am I not supposed to lick your bum? Is it?
Lick your ass.
Like, do you know, because who the fuck, when's it happened to me? Where I've like held the door open for someone and they're like, I don't need you to hold the door open. And you're like, I know you don't need to, but I would hold the door open for you.
I would do it for anybody. Here's what you do. You hold it for the next cunt coming through.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Or I've had like, I've read people being like, why do men feel like it's appropriate to hug me when we're saying hello? And I'm like, I'm one of those people, I'll fucking hug everybody.
Yeah.
So there's nothing
my rule sexual is, my rule is generally shake hands on approach, hug on departure.
I'll go for a hug and then
fuck them.
Just whisper.
I mean, I'm a bit grossed out by fucking so much shaking so many hands. I'd nearly rather fucking hug.
Yeah,
somebody.
Exactly. It's definitely way more hygienic.
I've hugged strangers coming out of the bogs and laveries, and they're like, "Oh, fucking great set tonight." And I'm like, "Just give me a hug because I've just fucking pissed and washed my hands." Do you know what I mean? Like, I think people just get really caught. I mean, it's like there's no here's the thing. You could tell if a creep hugged you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you fucking lingers, he's like feeling your neck and all. Aye. And you know, that's a creep. Most people just go, bang, bang. There you go. Cheers.
Aye, two slaps, no way.
Yeah.
But then again, saying that, like, everything we know is as two big, ugly men. So there are going to be a lot of fucking creepy cunts out there that you're like,
if you're
fair enough, as a dick.
You know, a fucking young, you know, professional rugby player who's had a green lit fucking just line of puss his whole life. Maybe your attitude's different.
Do you know what gets me sometimes?
Maybe if
you
have to laugh them knickers off.
Oh, you have to try your best. But what gets me sometimes is that the amount of, do you know when you see guys that are, and I consider myself a fucking feminist, humanist, whatever the fuck, everybody should be happy. But when you see those guys, like blokes that are full blown, like, I believe women should this, and you're like, fucking, as soon as no one's looking, he's going to grab her tit.
Oh yeah, when it's
we can spot them more than like
when it's too in your face. It's I have a bit of material about it at the minute. It's like people are so fucking transparent. If you're like so, you know, like the bit I was doing, it was about Bill Cosby telling people not to swear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was like, people who pretend that they're a fucking saint on, or like an angel on earth, are usually the worst cunts of all time. Hide, like. I fucking, like, it happens all the time. And like, again, with the priest thing, I'm the most respected fucking member of this community. Everyone tells me they're shit and I'm fucking children.
Aye.
What? Totally. And you have to tell me, you have to tell that cunt that you swore at your fucking sister or stole a Mars bar or something shit. And he's literally fucking jizzing in a kid's
face. I heard a story about a very, very well-known comedian. It's not as, obviously not as bad as fucking Cosby or any of that stuff. I think I was telling you the other night, this comedian who, a comedian on the circuit had died. So a bunch of comics turned up for the funeral and this very well-known comedian turned up, was already quite famous, stood like at the back of the room and everyone was like, that's such a nice bloke for turning up, paying respects. 2 days later, he did the dead comedian's material on Parkinson.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, their persona is, oh, what a, like, take him home to your mom. Moms love him.
You're better. Like, do you know who are the best people? Who just are,
people like Joey Diaz.
Yeah. You meet them and like, you go, he's swearing very loudly in this, wherever. And you're like, but that's, he's absolutely fucking transparent. Aye. That's exactly what he's like. And he tells you to go fuck yourself or you'll fucking suck my dick in it. You know, it's like, it's so crass, but he is a nice person at the end of the day. Like, definitely. People get confused and like, you know, it's literally like how you, you know, it's like what you say or whatever versus like what you do or how you actually are. You know, like, oh, that person's whatever. There's plenty of fucking church going fucking
dirty psychopath bastards.
Yeah, that are, you know, fucking rich tea eating cunts who are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Without a doubt.
Fucking pieces of shit. You know, like, oh, we're over here and we do this and we've got a wee, we're collecting tins for the fucking, the elderly and all this shit. And you're like, you know, what about this, you know, refugee here from Syria? Let them drown in the sea.
Aye.
Let them drown at sea with their children.
Because I've only got 6 spare bedrooms in my house, I have in the room.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, yeah, it drives me nuts. You're like, oh, I don't quite like them because they curse. And you're like, yeah, but they're actually fucking dead on people.
Yeah.
That's the dead on mafia. That's where that name came from. Just be fucking
dead on mafia.
Just be reasonable and sound and don't be a cunt.
Yeah. It is. It's again, back to doing it in stand-up, though. It's sometimes, I sometimes fucking freak out because you don't want to offend people. Like, I've done, I know the bit I have about,
but all you have, all you have to know, sorry, is to know that you didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
if someone gets really pissed off, you go, I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Because all you meant to do was get a laugh.
Sure. If I told you what happened to me at Edinburgh, where I have a bit where it's pretty old, where it's like, it's me fucking talking about how hard it is to be a woman, right? Now, obviously, I don't really know what it's like to be a woman. So I do a bit where, and I'm saying it's like, I've had people go, that's a period joke. And I'm going, it's not a fucking period joke. It's a puberty joke, right? And I've had women come up to me after shows and go like, that was fucking hilarious. Women are always laughing.
What bit is it?
The bit where I'm like, it's like you're born, your mum, like your first memory is your mum putting your hair in a ponytail and you're like, that's really painful. She's like, shut the fuck up, it's adorable. And then she's like, you're at Christmas Day, you want to go out and play football? She's like, no, get back in the fake kitchen, make some invisible tea.
Yeah.
It better be delicious. And then they go, and then something happens to you when you're like 11 or 12. Something fucking horrible happens to you and it's not my place to talk about it, but here we go. And I'm like, you look down one day and you're sitting on your bed and you look down and you realize the inside of your vagina has climbed out and is now sitting on the bed beside you. And you're like, what the fuck? And then your mom explains that you're going to get that every month for the rest of your life. But it's really silly. It's dirty and really, really fucking stupid. How does
that? That's nothing to do with the shaving bit.
No.
No, sorry. Okay.
I do have lots on fannies. But, and willies too, because I'm an equal opportunities shy talker. But I've had people come up, like women always laugh at it because it's one of those bits where you look into the audience and they're in fucking stitches.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that must be horrible, but it's obviously me going, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And it's silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so one night in Edinburgh, I did that bit, came off stage. There was an Australian comedian that was on after me. And not to say that like she looks like she's trying to copy fucking Nanette, but was dressed like it, you know, like all fucking,
I don't know who the fuck tweed that is.
And stuff. The, what do you call that girl that did Nanette? Oh, fuck, the Australian girl. Different girl anyway.
Oh, Hannah Gab.
Hannah Gadsby.
Gadsby, yeah.
So I come off stage, got paid, went to the bar. And then found out that this girl did a 10-minute bit about me being a cunt because I shouldn't be talking about female puberty. And it put me off doing the bed for about 4 months. Like,
yeah, but you know what? She's only being offended because she feels like she should be.
Well, it was.
You know, and also, did it kill?
It fucking destroyed.
Well, there you go. Because she's raging that she doesn't have a bit as fucking good.
And that's the thing that sort of gets
also,
me.
Also, have you seen her set?
Yeah, I was. I actually thought it was really good.
As what?
A TED Talk? As like as an hour. Like, not necessarily as a stand-up hour, but it was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I do have, like, I've been doing stand-up long enough to be cynical as fuck about it, because when she cries in it on the Netflix special, you're like, well, I know you did that at the Fringe.
Yeah.
You did it in all the Australian Fringes, and you've turned it, so that's about the 500th time.
I think it's just like, it's then it is like a one-man show, like it's half acting, half.
Yeah. Because there's things where it's just like, in stand-up, it's a fucking hard job, and it does take a certain level of ignorance to do it. And when I see younger people coming through and complaining about stuff, like, how can I go on after that? Because that subject matter affects me also. You're like, fucking go on and be better. Which is what everybody's done.
Yeah, do what everyone else has
stand up started.
You know, people have to fucking go on and do almost the exact same premise.
I had to go on after Tommy Tiernan once. You know, like, but one of the best comedians in the fucking world, but I wasn't being like, well, he's Irish.
It doesn't matter.
I can't follow that.
People get so, like
do your fucking job.
Everybody should just be cool with everybody and just be like, you know, it's like fucking, like, it's so simple. It's just go on, do whatever you have to do and make people laugh. And if they're laughing their heads off, job done, kind of. Even if you fucking hate the person, even if you don't like their stuff, whatever, that's the only thing you have to do. And if you can go up and do fucking period jokes and all the women are laughing, here's a racist joke for you. Did a joke about trans people getting a cock put on and then obviously just taking a big fat black cock, right? Said that, looked over, all I could see was a white set of teeth going like this. Because I was doing a black dick joke and the black guy loved it.
Black guys, right, there's nothing
and
fucking
black
better.
People are hard to see in the dark. Like, like white people are hard to see in a bowl of milk. And see what I'm saying?
I often do hiding bowls of milk. Sorry, but that keeps scaring you. Get the bottom of your cereal. I'm going to get that. But, yeah, I do. I love, like, when you do one of those cases where you look and there's a bunch of black people in the front row and they're just fucking, like, kicking shit. And then you'll see white people sitting beside them, like, I can't laugh at that because...
Yeah, people are so fucking... I mean...
Try to tell you about the time...
It's a good, like, psychological breakdown. It's like, you walked in here in the mood to laugh, and these cunts walked in here in the mood to be entertained.
Yeah.
And it totally affects how you're going to feel after this.
There was a night I did... It was a show in the Black Box, and like the wee afternoon gig last year, the year before, and there were two of the best-looking black men I'd ever seen in my fucking life turned up.
Nice.
Right? And a bunch of, like,
sexy black
dudes. Cathedral Quarter, kind of like, oh, we're all just doing new stuff.
Yeah, fucking pour over coffee, single speed bike cunts.
And I was doing a bit about, like, people from different countries coming to Northern Ireland, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I had a bit about, I know that, like, I've come from fucking white ginger Catholics my whole life and my body's falling apart and I'm only 31.
Yeah. Right?
I'm like, we should definitely fucking interbreed.
That's the name of your new show, by the way.
And my body's white falling
ginger.
Apart and I'm only
31. No, white ginger Catholic.
But...
face coming out of a bowl of milk.
There was two black guys in the fucking, they were just sitting in the front row and I went, for example, like, you guys are black, and everybody in the black box reacted like they didn't fucking know.
Yeah,
like they all went, and the two lads were like, yeah,
of course they're, yeah,
of course, yeah. And I just did
as if he was like, huh?
Yeah, like, what?
Gets his phone out,
fucking,
oh my god,
see no evil, hear no evil, this is a scandal, does dad know? But yeah, it was the same. And then, like, the whole bit was like, the fucking trick to doing a joke is you start with, here's the subject matter, and people go, oh, fuck. And then it's okay by the end of the bit.
It's like anything.
Do you know what I mean? You're
like,
clearly going to work it out.
It's like hunting, or, you know, what tastes better? Like someone just handing you a fucking, you know, bit of fucking meat? Or is it more satisfying to, like, hunt it down and it's dangerous and you fucking kill it and then you get to enjoy it?
Aye.
Obviously that. And it's the same with jokes. It's like the real fucking... in your face joke that any cunt can make isn't as satisfying as one where you're like, oh,
yeah,
like,
totally. And it's one of those, when you think of, like, with stand up, the people that fucking, like, get held as heroes. Like, so like Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, guys like that.
Lenny Bruce went to jail for saying shit that he...
Where you're going like, fuck, yeah. And you think, yeah, Lenny Bruce went to jail because of...
indecency laws?
Yeah.
Like, you weren't allowed to say certain shit. Yeah.
And then that got changed, and now it feels like some people are trying to make it go back to that.
Oh, of course they are, yeah. I mean, it's terrifying. Like, it's like being a liberal is like, we're so liberal that we don't want anyone to be offended, so you're not allowed to say anything. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
It freaks me out the fact that being liberal has got like the left wing and the right wing are now at the opposite side. In a lot of cases.
What do they say? Like the fucking, it's not like a far left, far right. It's more like a horseshoe shape, and it nearly meets at the back end of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if you're so far one way, you're closer to fucking...
Totally. I was talking to...
Also, guys. I don't know why people have to adopt all the fucking, you know... Once again, shout out to the Dead All Mafia. Why have you to take all the values of one side? Why can't you just be like, no, I'll take the good bits of everyone's shit because it's sensible instead of like just fucking, no, I'm completely over here. Like, imagine being like, this is a safe space comedy night.
Fuck that. I know.
Get in a coffin. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. With fucking earplugs
in. Just Christmas cracker jokes.
Oh my God.
I can't even call them Christmas cracker jokes because I'm not a Christian.
So and I identify as white, so cracker is actually very offensive.
That's very rude.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't have enough jizz in my balls to come at all these people. When you love to just fucking... just
take a shit in the drink while you're doing it.
I'd love to be able to just...
Are you offended now?
I wish my shits were solid enough to throw like a chimp. Be like throwing fucking KFC gravy. Like the worst Spider-Man ever. Zinger boy.
I shit like a smelly party popper myself.
Smells like
I have to pull my dick to get it out.
Smells like sulfur. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God.
Oh, that's all the band. They're rage out of the way anyway. Any crack?
Let me play this porn video. Some dude sent me a video. I can't remember his name right now. I'll have to check my phone in a second. He's like, check this out. This girl's from Larne.
And her name is Sophie.
It's 40 minutes long,
Hi. Hey, how are you? Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. But I haven't seen anything of Belfast. So, what's Belfast like as a city?
Very backward, it is. Belfast is very backward, yeah.
Much like the way you're going to buck me very shortly.
Do you know what scares me? There's three empty bottles of wine on that table. Don't create their steaming.
I know, and she's very loosely trying to keep it together. Also, red wine, not a good having sex drink, is it?
No drink's good for sex for me anymore. Like these
No, one drink in, you're like, forget it.
But, is it a nice place to live for?
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah. Not very sexy, but it's lovely.
Yeah.
Not very sexy.
And are there some famous landmarks in Belfast or something I should see while I'm here?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I wonder what hotel that is.
I don't know, but I love how she's wearing the blue safari suit out of really fucking Mighty Bush.
That might be the
clubs are great.
Clubs and bars are fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, you can still smoke inside.
And now, what's the escorting scene like in Belfast? Because I don't know.
Very quiet.
Fast forward to see what hotel. I want to see what hotel
it's
in as well.
It has its moments, you know, it's got its peak. Easter's good for an escort.
Feast or famine.
The brother, he has a Mark II escort. And what's the escort scene? Now, quiet, but if you have a twin cam, you'll get a good meet up. Get a bunch of fellas together and fucking diff it around the fucking.
Are we riding or what?
Stop talking about cars and fuck my butts. About.
Very quiet. So, and look, all very undercover.
Undercover, yeah, because a lot of you, I mean, there's presumably quite a few escort agencies there and things
there
like
is,
that.
Yes, yeah. There is quite a lot.
I spend most of my nights just getting found around the Albert Clock.
From England and whatnot because of political implement there are in Belfast.
Mm.
Full accommodation there, I've got a lovely luxury.
Why is there a full fucking job interview? She is smoking fags inside. When was the smoking ban?
2005.
Was it for real? Do you remember
that? 2005,
for
real? Oh, fuck,
there you go. So there she is.
This room, and you're gonna have a shower afterwards, and
nice.
Yeah, we can shower together and all that. Yeah.
Oh.
You can get blasted in and take a wee shower.
Realpunting.com too. Jesus Christ.
Punting.
You gonna kick her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. The weird thing about porn is, and especially this, like, if she's supposed to be like a real prostitute type thing, you're like, you'd much rather just, I'd rather watch her fist him in the asshole than watch them kiss.
Mm.
In fact, I'm the same with most people. Don't be.
I just people kiss. We always have to watch porn when I'm on it. You don't do this by yourself, do you? Obviously, you watch porn by yourself.
Mainly, exclusively watch it by myself. No. Now they're kissing. This guy's a mullet, which is
he looks like Paul McCartney.
Oh, sexy. I'm just waiting for her to drop the old like.
She's going for the asshole.
I'm just waiting for her to be like, yes, if you look at that fucking chocolate starfish.
Right, that's calm. That's enough.
I'm waiting for some lines, Mickey. Hey. I got a red wine mouth around the cup there. Go.
Oh, that feels good.
Say something. Give us. I should have went through this. She's keen for that asshole.
Gorgeous, that is.
Busted. Hang on. I want her to say
what
something.
What hotel is it? I just want to know what.
It has to be Europa. That's a good squelch she's got going on there. Hurry up, I have to get.
I might start going back to mass.
Hurry up, I have to get the train back to Lauren.
Hear it.
I know, it's gross, isn't it?
Oh, God,
there we go.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Come on, give us a few quotables.
Up the rab.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, make it go away, come, please.
I don't know, I thought she'd be a lot more vocal in this, you know what I mean? Mum will take a wee trip to Carnfannock.
Have you been to the Abbey Centre?
When we'll get on the fucking Sea Cat.
Do you know we're getting Five Guys? Well, I am later.
I'm just looking quotes, that's all. Like, oh, there's her asshole. I mean, she's not very vocal, God bless her. Maybe there's a post interview, is it?
She's not a tout, like.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, wait a minute.
That's Beezer.
Her tattoo looks like your tattoo that you got covered up.
It's not far off, actually. Right? I have mine near my fanny as well.
Do you want to be really dirty for me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hold on.
Where do you
want to come?
Do you want to come to my mommy's house? Or
in the back of the in the back of the Martin T, do you?
Oh, fucking hell.
What's the escort scene like? Well, there's a couple of Sierras knocking about.
Be really dirty for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
dirty.
You're gonna let me come over your face then?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I like that.
He's such a fucking fun song. That's one of the creepy cunts we were talking about. You're going to let me come over your face then? Oh, thanks. Yeah, that'd be champion.
And then he's, like doing youth work.
Make it go away.
Did I ever tell you about the time?
Make it go away, but...
Hold on, I don't know if I talked about this in a podcast.
I'm prude. I feel like I want to close my bathrobe.
The time we were in fucking England at one of those do's of Maureen's families. And Maureen was, like, sick. She was literally being sick in the toilet. I was watching Louis Theroux talking to fucking Jimmy Savile, and literally next door I'm pretty sure a guy was banging a prostitute, and I was like, this is the strangest moment of my whole life, because like
couldn't come,
he's on the telly, she's like next door, and then all he hears like all this shit, and I was like, what am I doing?
Which one's poking? Which one's
these guys are having sex next door. Maureen's being sick.
Don't like it.
Right, you can taste it too.
She's just like, I've had three bottles of wine, pet.
Can you fuck off.
Can you wrap this up? If anything, it'd be a wee palate cleanser.
You haven't got a glass of water.
If you've had a chewing gum, I'm about to fucking barf here. Listen, pet, you come wherever you want. I'm going to scrape my tongue.
Is Bishop still open? I'm starving.
Do you want a fish supper? Or another fish supper?
A fine ending to a nice session.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Ooh.
Definitely wrapping up some.
Oh, yeah.
Nice bit of editing there. I mean, in like Benedict's, she's a 12. Isn't she? What's the one across from Lavery's?
Aye, Benedict's.
She's fucking... She's royalty in Benedict's.
She can't work that dick very well, you think?
But do you know what? I would blame him. He's got a bit too close, you know? She hasn't got the range.
She's smacking her wrist off his ball there.
It's like she's trying to do it like in a phone box, you know?
Like, this looks like it's sort of in a early noughties. You'd think she'd be able to... Being from Lawrence, you could cock a shotgun even.
Yeah. I mean, they've definitely had a few wines because she's going to Pound Town there. But yeah, he's too close to her. She hasn't got a good swing. There's no elbow room.
Aye.
It's like trying to play the fucking, you know, violin in the bath.
What's the bet? She's going to go, you fucking hurry up, would you? I'm double parked.
The last train's at 11:05 to Whitehead. Speaking of Whitehead.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm going to come. Oh yeah.
Fuck. That man is dehydrated.
Oh, yeah.
We're just waiting for that soundbite from her.
Oh yeah. Ooh, are you tasting that spunk? Oh, nice. Oh yeah.
Get me a phone card.
Lovely. Thank you.
Time to call Value Cabs.
Come to Belfast.
90. Oh, sorry.
Oh my god. Night. Not worth it. Whoever sent me that, you should have time stamped some quotes. But that's fucking. There you go. That's us now. You just fucking. I mean, what else? I mean.
No.
Okay. We're done. Also, what's motherless.com? Do you know? Not. Anyway, night. I feel sick, but. what can you do? Now, let's just take a moment or two to be sad and regret everything we just did.
I've never seen one wee lump of jizz come out like that before.
Yeah. It was like he spat it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are 3 bottles of red wine deep there.
I know, that's dehydration right enough.
If you wanted to be an efficient porno producer, do it in the morning with a hangover.
It won't last long, but...
But you know,
your house,
shoot at 60 frames per second, do a lot of slow-mo, do a lot of B-roll of her feet and stuff like he was doing there. that's the worst part of that whole thing, was just like, let's do an interview with her.
Aye. You know?
So what's Belfast like? Yeah, it's not that good, to be honest with you. Since the pre-mark burnt down, there's not much to do and all, you know, but...
Game of Thrones just finished.
You know, I got a lot of work as a medieval wench, and so I'll be, you know, put on the fur moccasins and wank a few boys off, you know, and...
Winter's coming, so am I.
Winter's coming. that's my new club, Winter's Coming.
I've seen the museum has a Diplodocus now. There's a big dinosaur up there, and... That's what's happening. Titanic, it's good. They've renamed the Odyssey.
But conveniently enough, I put an SSE in Odyssey. You know, it's clever, but what else is there to do? There's a lot of nice eateries.
That's it. Cathedral Quarter's getting knocked down.
Cathedral Quarter, what else we got there? I don't know, but we could just get a boojum and I suck you off.
I would do that. I'm putting bad ton if you want to do that.
Because at the end of the day, I have to go back to Lauren here and...
Speaking of Lauren, there's a gig coming up in the
22nd. Yeah, me and Mickey will be in Lauren on the 22nd, 23rd.
Oh, what if she's there?
Be class.
That would be funny.
You cheeky bastard. I'm offended. I don't get videos of you at work and sit and dissect it when I'm with a client. Brian, take it. Look at the state of these two fat cunts sitting, getting not the ride that you're getting. You want to be real dirty and I'll come fucking whenever you're ready, because I've been here all the fucking night.
Choking.
I'm fucking starving. I've had 2 bottles of red wine and we have 2 packets of fags smoked. Do you have any fags left, in fact? I'm going to have to roll one for fuck's sake. Fucking wash your hands before you roll it. Get your dirty hands all over my fucking rollies. For fuck's sake.
Pure dirt.
Just coming down for the... Are you going for the breakfast in the morning?
excuse me, my key isn't working. I have to get back in here and buck this fella.
Surely you've had enough sausages. Very funny. I was actually going for salmon bagel, actually.
It's a continental, actually.
I was in your salmon bagel. All right, I'll just have a scrambled egg. I'll give you a scrambled egg. I was just going to have a fucking a couple of yolk. I'll give you the fucking yolk. Can I not? Or I'll have shreddies. Fuck you. Cunt.
Any chance of a cheese toasty?
If you're paying extra, you can have whatever you want. Continental.
Did they do paninis in here? I've just done a panini.
Here's one of them fucking croissants. I'll leave your chin like a croissant.
Flaky.
These curtains in this hotel are like a croissant.
I'd love an omelette. Omelette, you sit in my face.
Maybe there's a wee Greek yogurt. Well, actually, I'm English. It'll be an English yogurt. Also very high in protein.
I'm just going to have a fruit corner. You're right, you will. Banana.
How come the juice always just has little cups? You've got little cups, darling. Fuck off. The only touch you'll be seeing. Is that a wig? He literally looked like he had a wig. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, fuck.
Imagine just checking into that hotel. Are you here in business or pleasure? Well, both. There will be a strange woman coming in here like she's going on a sexy safari. And let her upstairs. And
the last time somebody blew that big a load in here, it was the IRA.
And you would get there.
Had to.
Oh, fuck.
Right, I'm going to go for a piss. You know what I'm like? Bit of porn, need a wee. Yeah.
What that tells us? You're a prostitute. Alright, we'll get the fuck out of here. No, you didn't see that chocolate elf fight by any chance, did you?
I didn't know.
No, I was sad as fuck. He's old. He got his fuck beat in. Anyway, I think we'll wrap it up. That's a nice tight R.
Smashing.
Motherfuckers.
Speaking of tight hours.
Speaking of tight hours. It looked like they were in there for fucking hours. Aye. Getting it tight.
Jesus.
Do you want me to come in 45 minutes? She's just like,
I'm right, right.
She's like, get away from my face. So, you know what I mean? I fucking...
You just got my eyebrows threaded.
The only comparison I can make is like trying to use a camera in a car. You know, we're just kind of a bit close to you. Anyway, come see me and Mickey on the 12th in Coleraine. That's going to be mega.
Yep.
And then we'll be in Larne for two dates. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I've had a crazy month, you know?
Yeah.
LA, Dublin, Manchester, Larne, Oma.
I don't know what size your bread's buttered on.
But like I said this year earlier, a room full of people is a room full of people.
Exactly.
Don't matter where the fuck it is, you know. We're getting the laughs in. What was your date in Derry?
Oh, 8th of December, Saturday night.
8th of December.
£10 a ticket.
What are you doing that? Oh, there's a party happening down here that night. I think you should definitely...
Yeah, I'll try and get down here after that.
I know what you're like. You're going, I will, and you definitely won't. But it'll be a pile of booze. It'll be a good crack, like.
Nice one. I'll see what I can do. I need a piss. Right, okay.
Right.
See you later. Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye. Have a train to get.
Harmony.
Getting off at Whitehead.